Yo, it's Melville. It's best believe when I tell you this. You are now locked into the All About Grime show on Radio Panic.
Black Sun. I discovered you with B to the N via Global Grime.
Exactly.
B to the N. So shout out to Chris.
Exactly. Chris, shout out to him. Mad love for him. Like, the guy is doing like, he's doing numbers. Like, he's making numbers, like things happening for real. Like, yeah. He's like putting the right people to the right places to get them like the right exposure. And that actually what happened to me and why you discovered me. So yeah. Mad love for Chris.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, who produced this track, Vita e Ora?
Vita e Ora was produced by Funky Jap. That massive big up to him as well. Is my friend. Is a brother. He's from Italy, from Torino. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, we studied this beat together, and like basically like we produced it together. But yeah, like, it's my thing.
Is this track part of an EP or an album?
Basically, like, I'm working on singles right now. I don't want to announce nothing, like, you know, it's too soon. I'm working on a project, but, like, it's something, like, building in progress, you know, so.
Okay.
I don't really want to announce too much.
Okay.
Let's say that it came out as a single.
Okay, so.
Meanwhile.
You're here, guys. No exclusivity for us. Black Sun doesn't want to give us anything, so get that. Okay. So, my next question. Do you work alone? Do you have a team?
I do work with a team. Yeah. There's Funky Jap that is my producer. And also I have Manuel Scaramuzzino that I want to really salute right now, because he's like my sound engineer, and he's the one that actually like working on the mixing and the mastering of all the tracks. And I also want to salute Long Mondays, that is a new member of the team. He's going to be the one that is going to help me with the videos and stuff. We're actually working on some stuff that will come out like soon.
Okay.
And also I want to salute a new member of the team. That is Liam from Panda Clothing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the one that I'm wearing right now. Okay. I'm just rocking it. Flexing some Panda.
Repping Panda in Belgium.
In it. Bringing some Panda in Belgium. Fuck Extinction and fuck Brexit.
Welcome to Radio Panic.
I mean, yeah, and like he's helping me with all the like the managerial stuff and like the sponsorship of what I do right now. So yeah, I'm building up a new team from scratch, basically.
Okay. Do you want to talk about B&M Records?
BM Records. BM Records was like the record label I was working with for a long time.
Yeah.
I started collaborating with them from 2012, 2013. They helped me to actually get to MTV Spit and Italia's Got Talent at the time. Okay. And they were the one like entitled to like, let's say, help me to build up a fan base. But then like, you see, like I grew up as an artist, and I feel like it was better for me to find like my own dimension. So I just moved from them.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Did you, how was the experience of Italia's Got Talent?
Italia's Got Talent, like I just realized how it is like to do stuff in the mainstream scene.
Yeah.
Because like my rap wasn't strictly for, you see, like a mainstream kind of audience.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely. Basically it was like a test for me to understand like how much I wanted to push my rap far. I realized that maybe like to get to the TV, into a TV show, mm-hmm. takes some kind of experience and that. So yeah, it was a good experience, don't get me wrong, but for the type of rap that I do now, I think that is not really like my cup of tea.
Get that.
You get what I mean?
Why did you left Italy?
Left Italy because so many things, bro. Let's say...
Let's talk about the stuff that you want to talk about. don't go too personal.
Like, yeah, I feel like I needed to learn a little bit more.
If you had Mafia around just next to you or whatever, you know, I won't be responsible for this.
No, it's all
anyone
right.
Anyone in the team will be responsible for this.
It's all right. No. I don't have Mafia and like Mafia people chasing me. I mean, for now, who knows in the future? I mean, I left Italy because I felt like I wanted to learn a little bit more. First of all, English. I wanted to go to uni as well because I started uni. Like, I'm studying music, like in a specific, like I'm doing entertainment management first year in Leeds. So I felt like, man, I want to study and create my own niche, create my own like let's say identity as a rapper, mm-hmm. as an MC, as an artist. So I felt like, man, why don't just move away from where I was living to like, you know, build something from new, like from scratch.
Okay. Yeah. I've read that you located in Leeds.
Yeah.
Did you have the chance?
I was living in London before.
Okay.
And I was living in London like a year ago, I'd say. And basically, yeah, I spent like 3 years, is like 5 years now that I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Spent like 3.5 years here in London, and then I moved to Leeds.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a good experience, honestly.
Did you have the chance to link up with the dialect?
Yeah, when I moved to Leeds, I had the chance to link up with Dialect.
Big up Dialect.
Yeah, big up to him.
We'll
like,
have
honestly.
Maybe a future conversation, mate.
And also, I had the chance to link up with Graft, that I really salute. Like, is my bro. Like, Graft is my bro. And like, really, man. Like, I do have mad love for him. Like, because he's a humble guy.
Okay.
And like, I can really relate with most of the stuff that he does. Like, he's really positive in his message, so I love it.
I'm used to ask this question normally later on, but okay, if you had to pick up one artist, the one to watch, who would it be? Graft or not?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Nothing against.
Write it down.
What I was saying. Nothing against Dialect.
Yeah,
that is an OG.
No, but Dialect is not. We can't say it will be like. We can't say that Dialect is an upcoming talent. Dialect is.
Yeah, he's already established, isn't it?
And also, he's established for a long time. He's really sick regarding his clash.
Exactly,
even that is the effort that he's putting.
And he's really good in his music as well. Like I say, like he's
so good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next man in North, I say, is definitely Graft.
Graft.
Graft is the next man. Yeah.
What about Zen? Do you know him?
I didn't have the chance to meet him.
Okay.
I heard about him.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I never listened to his music, so it's something that I really like.
He didn't
release
a lot, but he's a sick clasher.
Yeah.
And in freestyle, he's had the chance, like with Zins, actually, 2 years last year, to go to a Dope and Leave in Sheffield. He went there, so he moved from Leeds to Sheffield to do this.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, his vein was all over the place.
Wow.
But
wow.
For 30 minutes.
I can understand, yeah. When you
it was like boo,
when you spray,
you know?
When you spray, you get to the super saiyan level, you know, like the first level, second level, third level.
And the other guy,
you know,
was there also, was actually another guy that I hope you link up with him.
Yeah.
Man, like Crawler.
Oh, I know about Crawler. I heard about him. He told me that he has sick flows and sick bars, like really sick bars.
Way too sick. I'd like to have him also here, but apparently he has some issue with his passport. So, I mean, I won't go into details.
Yeah,
Crawler,
when you
fix your shit, come over here. You
yeah,
know,
exactly,
I'd be glad for you to invite you here. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. How's the grime scene in Italy?
It's something that we're building up from scratch, you know.
Okay, like, you have to build it from scratch.
Yeah, like, okay. I got some few names. Like, for example, okay, Numa Crew is, I say, the main, like, let's say, the main established act.
But it's more
grime.
Dubstep, no?
It's more it's more about dub. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more about, like, dub.
With a huge sound system.
Yeah, like, a huge sound systems, exactly. And, like, they do, like, various of stuff. Like, they do garage, they do dub, they do dubstep, they do, like, grime. So, I say, like, it's more like a mixture of all the culture, the dub culture, I say. And there's Yoderman from Naples that is, like, actually, like, coming out good. And, okay, then there's me, and then there's Maury as well.
Woo!
Maury is a big, big name because, like...
Is it a big name over there?
Yeah, because, like, when I went to MTB Spear, it was there as well. We went to the edition before mine. And he's quite big, you know, in the underground. People know him, like, and he approached grime really well. He really approaches in a good way.
This is how I discover
really
him via the channel that's it's called Grime IT.
Yeah, Grime It, yeah. We call it Grime It because...
Grime It,
yeah.
Okay. And there's a few artists which are good, but the one that really, let's say, attracted really my attention, my eyes, was this Maury. He's so fluent.
Yeah, exactly.
He's spitting, like, it makes me think about, okay, it's not the same level, but it makes me think about the way Pimoni is spitting. When Pimoni is spitting, it's like, you know, it seems that a friend of mine talked to me and say, while Pimoni is spitting, it's like he's talking.
His
flow is so natural.
See, the delivery is so set down, it's so easy, it's so fluent that it makes you feel like he's talking to you. And Maury is actually good at it. Like, he's always been, like, really slick in his, like, you know, how he construct his bars and that. And I remember even during, like, the days, like, we used to clash, he was always, like, good in flows and that. He was, like, the particular master of it. And also I'll say that it's really good because he can switch between his dialect and Italian. Mm-hmm. And he has this voice, man. That deep voice is like just something that captures you straight away.
Did you talking to via P-Money, did you listen to his
P-Money, man, like track, Road Rage, man?
Yeah, no, but I mean his new single Shook.
Yeah, Shook is really good, but I prefer No One.
Ah, yeah, okay.
No One is the representation of what I really think.
Yeah,
like most of the time I think in the same way, you know. But like is matter of finding the courage to actually put in the song. Uh-huh. And P-Money seems like he just incarnated this, you know.
Yeah.
He just came out with the song. I was like, man, that was exactly what I was thinking about.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So is it your favorite MC?
My favorite MC, nothing against P-Money, yeah, yeah. But my favorite MC is Kano, man.
Kano.
Yeah, Kano for me, like from P's and Q's, that is the most like known one, to, you know, Flow of the Year, to, you know, Garage Skank, and, you know, like there's loads bro, like I don't know, man, the guy is so sick, like the flows, man. And then he represents East London, you know, like I used to live in East London, you know, like I got that vibe in me in a sort of way, you know. So okay, yeah,
man, legend.
Isn't it, like, come on, like, can I say this? I think like grime really came out from East London.
Yeah.
So I think like the home of it was there, and then is like, you know, it spread it everywhere. So
everyone's agree on this. No.
Yeah. So
for you, is there any I would say conflict about that? No. We all agree in that.
Yeah. So yeah.
But
I'll say
what
that.
I like in grime is the fact that it's one moment, as we already talked about that before. But okay, even if it's East London, what is amazing is that even in London there's several type of accent.
Exactly,
and this is,
man,
for me one of the key point in grime is that when you hear, there's like expression, slang, and the way of talking, even way of speaking, you know.
Yeah,
and
the lingo.
Yeah, and yeah. From me, small guy loving hip hop from Belgium, Brussels, when I hear a guy from East London, yeah, okay, it's cool. But when I hear a guy from Sheffield, or when I hear a guy from Birmingham, I'm just like, what the fuck is this accent? It's so sick.
Exactly.
At the beginning,
I
start to listen to grime, I was just like, okay, I understand grime bars of a Londonian quite easily. Depends who, but most of the time I understand.
Yeah, it's
that.
Quite easy, yeah.
And then I start to listen to a guy from Birmingham, and then I say, okay, now I have to reload this one. And then another time, and then another time, and then, okay, even after 10 times, I just understand like half of the song, and it's just the accent is so interesting. And
yeah, exactly.
I love actually.
You just take it as it is, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so yeah, definitely. But I think that now, yeah, grime is going worldwide, and it's for a reason also.
Exactly, man.
And,
like,
we should push to this. We should.
Honestly,
this is why I thank you guys to be here. You help us.
Honestly, yes. Like, I'm so glad to be here, and like, I'm so glad to represent like a bit of, you know, the global grime that is actually going on, because like there's loads going on, like from Japan to Russia to Czech Republic to Polonia to, you know, I mean Poland, and like, you know, going to Australia, New Zealand, like there's loads going on out there. Like,
as a producer, who would you like to collab with in the future?
Swifta Beater. Yeah, Swifta Beater.
Jesus Christ, I wouldn't expect this.
Swifta Beat, man, like, is.
But he's. I love Swifta, but okay, no offense, huh? He doesn't listen to this show, but no offense. But from my point of view, Swifta needs really to renew his.
You think
his style.
But
I think he's sick, but it's been a long time that I didn't hear something from Swifta that I would say, like, wow, this is just something new or whatever. You know, it's like every beat sounds the same, but it's. But it's so okay, so sick. There's power inside, you know.
Exactly. I think it's style kind of things. It's very trademark style. Almost.
Exactly. Yeah, I was about to say that.
It's good to have as you said, trademark, and you know, have a brand, like I would say for some. But also, it's one of the rarest artists where I feel that is like enclosed. It's like. En français, on dit enfermé. It's like he's just in one style and he doesn't have the possibility to go out, you know?
Okay, so.
Because he's intense in what he's doing.
You think like he's stuck in his own style?
This is what I want to say.
I do understand. I do understand that, but like, honestly, like, there's no beat of Swifta
that you don't
like.
Yeah, but I have the same
you get what I mean?
And since also.
So, I feel like, man, like, if this guy one day turns up to me and tells me like, hey, I like the way you spit in, even though I don't understand a shit about what you're saying, let's do a collab, I'll just, you know, I don't know, I'll just, like, be so fucking happy, you know. Right.
What's your plan for this year?
This year, release more music.
Come on,
establish,
give me more. Come
yeah,
on, come
establish
on.
establish my name a little bit, like, further. And, yeah, like, within a year, I want, like, people with a big name to know who I am. Like, I'm not expecting too much, but I just want people with a name to know who I am, to be known in the scene, even though I'm from outside.
Thanks for coming. I really appreciate.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
This one was a new track that I just released, like, let's say a week ago on Spotify and all the digital platforms, so you can find it on all the digital platforms.
Okay.
Just write down Black Sun, Never Back Down, and we're working on the video. So soon we're going to drop that as well. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, a.k.a. the Weatherman, a.k.a. Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for All About Grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.